So it's me, Michelle, and Megan on our final call, and we'll give you an update. And then, of course, you can always still email us any questions that you have through the email. So I'll start with a COVID update. We have no residents that are COVID positive for quite a while. They're all knocking on wood and smiling over here, so that's very good news. Unfortunately, we still do have 4 staff that are out with active COVID, but doing fairly well. We had a couple of staff that were pretty sick. One of them was vaccinated and the other one was not, but they are on the road to recovery. So that's good news. Our vaccination rate for the Jewish Home employees, we are at 80%. I think it was in the 70s the last time that we reported or had a call. So that's good news. We're moving in the right direction for that. Vaccination rate for visitors, I'm going to say estimate about over 90%. Our visitors are vaccinated, so that's really good news. And I know social work has been working with all of you to provide your lanyards and your COVID pass or card that's on your lanyard, so that's really good. Visitation, I'll let Megan talk about, and some upcoming resident events and programming, which is good news for us. Also, with the nice weather hopefully coming, not so nice last week or this week, but hopefully that'll improve for us. I do want to talk a little bit about staffing. Our retention and our recruitment efforts continue to be a major focus for our HR department and as our nursing department. As you all know, we've had some challenges, and those challenges continue actually not getting better. Sometimes it gets a little worse, but we are seeing applications and scheduling interviews. Now it's just a matter of trying to keep up with the open number of vacancies that we have. We still have not opened our rehab unit due to the staffing challenges that we're having here at the Jewish Home. So I just wanted to give you a brief update with that and really thank you all for being your continued support during our challenges. You know, like I had told our operations team or before on the family call, you know, 6-8 months ago, our staffing was actually better than it is now. So with all that's going on in the world, in healthcare, other retail restaurants, with the lack of staff in the, you know, rate war, basically puts us in a very, very difficult situation. And I also had a call with the other Alliance Homes that we have a partnership with, and we talk regularly. They're also facing challenges with their nursing staff, as well as some culinary positions and housekeeping positions. We did just again raised our rates for our nurses and nursing assistants, and also to hopefully we'll keep people here. We're looking at a retention bonus, and then we will advertise those rates, so hopefully we can attract some new staff. The good news is also the schools are open. There's people that are enrolling in the classes, so that's nursing assistant and LPN, which is very good news. We also started a scholarship from one of our donors, very generously donated a scholarship that will help support a nursing assistant to go to LPN school, pay for the tuition, and pay for the wages. So we are trying to look at all different strategies as far as supporting our nursing staff and as well as their education if we can, because there are LPN schools that are starting in September. So that's very good news. So once again, with all that being said, I will turn it over to Megan. And again, thank you for all your support through this past year and a half plus. I mean, we do know that COVID's not over, as you're watching the news and the other states and the variants and the states that have poor vaccine rates. So it is still a challenge for all of us and throughout the country. So with that, I will turn it over to Megan.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. Just wanting to share some great things that are happening around here. We are definitely out and about and moving, so I'm hoping as you're visiting that you're seeing more activity on campus. We have started taking some folks out for outings, whether it be a scenic tour or like a luncheon. You should be getting phone calls for those ahead of time, just so you know that your loved one would be traveling off campus, as I know that everyone's you know, very excited to enjoy their visits when they do come here. So just that we're giving you a heads up with that. Also our summer concerts, we had our first one in June, which was Gap Man Joan, and we have three more coming up. The next one is the Hypnotic Clam Bake, which is tomorrow evening from 7:15 to 8:15. The RPO is coming in August, and the Uptown Groove will be our last one in September. We're hoping for some good weather. This will be, the concert will occur in the North Lot, which is right outside of the Leo's entrance, and we've blocked off an area there. So you'll see that when you come in. If the weather is nice, we will have it outside. You're welcome to join us. If the weather is not so nice, we'll be in the Sand Center. So we would ask that you just participate with your loved one in their room and watch it on Channel 71 if we do happen to be inside. We're also starting all of our picnics up, so each area, each cottage, and the households here in the tower will be enjoying a picnic with live entertainment. Those all start July 20th. We also have a artisan residence who's over at Marion's house, and she's a music therapist. And so during her time here with us, she's going to be providing us with some extra music therapy across our campus. Her name is Ashlyn Wright, so you may see her in your travels here at the Jewish Home as well. So that's very exciting. And two more things I'd like to share with you. We also, during, you know, the nice months, we have the position called a sunshine aide. We just hired three sunshine aides and they started this week. So this is a position that is really solely focused on engaging those residents, getting them outside in the fresh air. You know, I know that there's some family members that aren't able to come in and get their loved one out, or you know, may not be in New York State. So this is really great opportunity for our residents to just get outside and engage, have a good conversation, or just get some fresh air. So we're excited to welcome those three folks on. And the last thing I wanted to say is the visiting hours. We had a lot of folks asking about extending those. So I just wanted to let you know that that was changed in the scheduling system, the 10 to 8. So you'll see that's reflected from 9:30 a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. So we're really excited about that. I know a lot of folks, it's been challenging to get in, you know, before 4 or 6 every day. So we're excited to have that till 8 o'clock every day. And those are my updates. And this concludes the call. Thank you so much and have a good summer.